from KQED.
I spoke with Mount on the Sacramento River aboard his 27-foot cruiser, Tugnacious.
I think I like most about going down a river is that it's a metaphor, is that there's always something waiting for you behind the neck, around the next bend, and it'll be brand new.
Still around the bend is a long-term solution for the problem beneath our keel. What to do about deteriorating conditions in the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta. It's dogged Mount throughout his 33 years as a professor of geology and as co-founder of the Center for Watershed Studies at UC Davis, and going back to Governor Brown's first administration. I asked Mount, one of the Delta's most plain-spoken explainers, why it matters so much.
You've seen that survey. 8 in 10 Californians can't even tell you where or what the Delta is. Why do they need to know?
Yeah, very few Californians get the notion that this is a interconnected system now, with water that comes all the way out of the Trinity River. It's piped over and into the Sacramento River, down through the Delta, run into canals, and ends up in San Diego. I mean, really, that's extraordinary. All the way from the Klamath Basin to San Diego. This is an interconnected network. So 25 million people get some of their water out of the Delta. It is the probably the most important link in this interconnected system.
You said in an interview recently you thought we were, quote, down to our last shot with the Delta. What did you mean by that exactly, and what do you think the real chance is, put a percentage on it if you like, that a long-term solution for the Delta will be in hand by, say, 2020?
Let me explain why I think we're down to our last shot. We have deeply entrenched interests in the Delta, and regrettably, it's not simple in this case. You've got farmers fighting against farmers. You have urban interests fighting against urban interests. You have environmental groups fighting against environmental groups, and then they're all fighting each other. So that makes it wickedly complicated. And instead of coming out of their foxholes, they seem to be digging deeper and deeper foxholes. Events will basically dictate how we manage the Delta. And I have said many times, and nothing in the last 7 or 8 years has changed in this, that we're dealing with a system which is unstable, and it will rearrange itself, whether from floods or earthquakes or rising sea level or changing human demands on the system or invasive species. It is unstable, and it is changing. And if we don't get our hands around it now, it's going to be doubly hard to get our hands around it in the future.
Some believe one way to get our hands around it is to move southbound water around this fragile ecosystem, or in the case of the latest proposal, under it, with twin tunnels that would shuttle water from upstream on the Sacramento, more than 30 miles south, to serve needs in the Central Valley and Southern California. Mount agrees, saying it's the only way to comply with current laws that put water needs and the environment on equal footing.
To meet the co-equal goals, the 2009 legislation, I think you're going to have a tunnel or two. Don't like it? Go back and change the policy. One is you could say we are going to manage this as an ecosystem. We're going to go for ecosystem health as the primary objective within it. Well, if that's the case, then you're, at best you want a tiny little pipe. A peripheral garden hose would be the best description of it. You want to dramatically reduce your withdrawals from the Delta, both exports, in-Delta exports, and then all those people upstream. All those people who, like San Francisco, let's take them for example, they're taking water from the Delta. They're just taking it out upstream. They're immune. I mean, as long as they rail and gnash their teeth. And,
by mean, upstream, you mean up in the Sierra.
Yeah, so they're taking it out before it gets to the Delta. That's
hedgy.
All. Yeah.
And yet, with all of the rancor that remains in the Delta water wars, Mount sees a light at the end of this tunnel.
I can actually say that I think the federal government and the state government are actually starting to paddle together, which has not been the case, which has actually been one of the principal problems. They are actually starting to look like they're much more in sync with each other, and that's a glimmer of hope.
So does that mean you think that we have a decent shot at having a long-term solution?
50-50. You were asking me what I thought. I think it's a 50-50 chance that we'll get a long-term solution out of this. This is all of California's problem. And I mean, this is 25 million people. It's also two-thirds of the population of California. It's our problem.
Mount still has some skin in this game. In his new career as a consultant, he says he wants to help restore rivers, not just talk about restoring them. By the way, Mount says that nickname, Dr. Doom, was coined about a decade ago by then KQED reporter Tamara Keith, now Capitol correspondent for NPR. It stuck, and Mount still embraces it, though no doubt he'd love to be proven wrong. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.